everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. It's 6:39, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I love this story. And, of course, as always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Again, I love this story. Scott Phillips of Alterbridge says that a full Creed reunion is something that could happen in the future.
Damn.
With arms wide open. The person that runs Creed. Creed social media changed their profile photos back in June, which made fans wonder if something was in the works from Phillips, Mark Tremonti, and Brian Marshall, who are all in Alterbridge now, and singer Scott Stapp, who has been focused on a solo career. Phillips tells Audio Inc. that while he had no idea the photos had been changed, he said, quote, "We're all in a good spot right now where we feel like we have a good relationship amongst the four of us. There's been some chatter, and there's no specific timetable for anything or no specific plans, but it's a possibility down the road. We're just going to kind of let it play out naturally and see what happens." Creed last toured together in 2012. So,
you know, I like the bust on Creed. I think we all like the bust on Creed a little bit, but let's be honest. Let's be honest with yourself. They're pretty damn good.
Dude, I love Creed. I will never, ever shy away from a Creed song. I absolutely, I love Creed. It's one of those bands. They got so big. It's the Nickelback effect. When you get so big that people are almost like, wait a minute, this is too popular to like.
It's too much. Let's start ripping on.
No. Too many people like them. I'm not going to like them anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Same thing happened with Dane Cook. You know, he got too big. And when you get that big, people want you to fail. I love
people like
though.
To see you fall. Yeah. You know, it's weird though, because I never really think about, you know, if I'm like listening to music, you know, I never really think, oh yeah, Creed, let's throw some Creed on. But like anytime anybody brings it up or mentions it, I'm like, yeah, dude, we should throw some Creed on.
It was a pivotal point, Creed was right as I was, you know, a late middle school, early high school, when they were just massive. And so it was a big part of my music listening journey, if you will.
Is it a Christian band?
Yeah, they were labeled that. I don't know if they fall under that category anymore, or if the band would consider themselves that, or if it was ever fully like, you know, yes, we are a Christian band. You know what I mean? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But all I know is they rock, man. If you don't think Creed rocks, listen to What If, all right? What If, that song rips, bro. And Scott Stapp's got amazing vocals. Mark Tremonti can shred a guitar, all right? Absolutely destroy it.
So, yeah. Like you said, they just got too big, too quick.
Yeah. And, you know, Scott did have kind of a rough patch there, and I think drugs and alcohol was involved. But I met him a year or two ago in Vegas. Super nice guy. And, you know, he's clean and sober now, and that definitely helps. So I hope they get back together. I would love to see Creed once we can go back to concerts again. So come on, Creed. You can do it. I see a Creed Nickelback show, co-headlining tour. That'd be great.
It'd be great. Telling you.
There you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1964, singer Corey Glover, you know him as the lead singer of Living Color, was born. Right. Their one major hit, Cult of Personality, obviously was everywhere. It still is a staple here. Fun fact about that. Living Color was on the same label as Michael Jackson.
Now,
the only reason, really, I should say, that Living Color exploded like they did is because the record company said, look, to MTV, they said, look, MTV, we're not going to give you Michael Jackson's latest music video if you don't play Living Color's music video. Obviously, this was in the 80s. This was one, you know, it was king. All right. It was MTV was king and everything like that. And so they played Living Color music video so they would get the Michael Jackson music video. I think it was for Bad, to be honest. So and that just helped him explode. When you got music, your music video played on MTV, it just helped launch you into stardom so much quicker. And then they played on SNL in 1989, which was a big jump for him too. So.
There you go.
Fun fact for you. All right, that's your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.